Hello.
Hello, Sally. This is Matt over here with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I cannot complain. It's Friday. It's a crazy day.
Yeah, right? Right. Hey, well, I am glad you gave me a call, but I need a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I need to sit down, talk to an accountant, and find out which is going to be the best way to do it other than doing businesses, because I used to do one is doing businesses, and my Social Security killed me, like all the money I had to pay. So when I went to incorporate it, it's better, but I want to see what you think.
Yeah, because you get more write-offs and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see if that LLC might even work, because a lot of people here in Texas use LLC.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted him to explain it to me, and I don't know what LLC means, so I think
it's a limited liability company. Yeah. So the nice thing, I mean, it's just different entity. The difference between an LLC and a DBA is an LLC is going to cost you more money to set it up, like a couple $100, and then you have to pay yearly expenses on it. Versus like a DBA, when you file like a DBA, it's good for a few years kind of thing, and so it's more cost economical. Right, to do a DBA versus an LLC, especially when you're first getting off the ground, right? But obviously you're trying to do an RV park, right? So like, and is this thing ready to go? Like, is it like, are you ready to like actually take in business and everything?
We are going to be ready in a month and a half. So I need to get this going. Because I need to have it, I need a company that's going to advertise it because there's so much competition in here.
Sure.
So we are so worried that we'll get no one.
Yeah.
So that's the only scary part, that where we're located, there's too much competition.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is, I mean, there's like, I mean, with Google, like we could definitely get you going, and then obviously we'll use like different techniques, and then we, with our packages, we have these like Facebook retargeting ads too. So anytime somebody types in like RV park or RV parking or long-term parking or any of those like kind of keywords that would relate to your business, that person, let's say they see you on Google but they don't call you, anytime they log on to your Facebook, Sally, they'll be able to see a sponsored ad that we're going to create for your business, right? So where they'll be able to see that ad, and then it will motivate them to call you from Facebook as well. So those retargeting ads, like we've been really, really successful on that like strategy in terms of like helping businesses, like, you know, like keep an affordable marketing campaign, right? But still use some different, you know, techniques to really like drive the business. So yeah, I can understand why you're looking to, get this going. I mean, one of the nice things is, I don't know if you ever knew this or not, but like probably our biggest client is Extra Space Storage, like the big storage unit company, like all throughout the United States. They have 4,400 locations. And, so we've done each and every one of their locations, right, all throughout the U.S. And, so we help grow them because, you know, storage units is kind of like RV parking. It's very competitive, right? It's like, you got to be like, and so like them, when they used us, we did this exact strategy that I'm talking to you about. Basically my point is, we will, help you guys like put together something. One thing we talked about, remember, like there was somebody with kind of the same name. Right. So obviously, like, you need to come up with a unique name. And I did send you a YouTube video, right, on how to, like, do a DBA. Like, obviously, it's going to come down to this, right? Having an LLC or a DBA, right, you can still get an EIN number with a DBA, right? And you can still have, business expenses and do a P&L at the end of the year with a DBA, right? The LLC just makes it like that much more legit, right? It will, but you're going to have more costs, right? Setting up an LLC versus a DBA. But if money's not an issue, it really comes down to, if you want a better entity, of course an LLC is going to be better than a DBA. That's okay. Like a no-brainer. So, like, I mean, I don't know what you're going to pay your accountant to give you that advice, but having an LLC is not going to be, and there's so many different companies. Like, you can go to Zen Business, or like, there's so many like different companies that can help you set up an LLC for like a couple $100, right?
No, the thing is also the other issue that we're having is that we kind of paid for it out of our pocket to get it done. So that's another thing we need to see. How do we get our money back for what we put in? So that's what we need to start to connect. But give me till Friday. I am working right now, so I gotta get going.
Yeah.
But give me till Friday. Don't forget about me. Call me back Friday.
Yeah, no, I
won't have answers
about
for
you. Definitely, I understand.
Okay.
I get it. I got it.
Okay.
So, but start figuring out. Okay, A, you need to figure out what your name is gonna be, right? Because obviously you don't want to use the same Spring Creek, right? You don't want to be able to use that RV park, because really, like, they're so similar to another name. And
right.
So you're going to need to come up with a better name, or I wouldn't say better, but a different name, right? So there's that component. And then start looking at a LLC versus DBA and all that. Okay? And then how about this? What time on Friday is going to work best?
11. 11. 11 is a good one.
Okay, I'll call you at 11. Sounds good.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.